I think I want to stop there mm-hmm. and see some reflection on your standpoint as to your observations.
Okay. Now, through this section, we have taken a very, very serious tone. You can see it. I mean, your voice lowered, both in pitch and it slowed in speech. I could also see that in your face, there was this the way your brow moves. Sometimes it would furrow. Sometimes it was, you know, you're in serious trouble.
But I don't want to be judgmental.
No.
Yeah.
No. It didn't seem judgmental. It's this is the way it is. I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but this is the way it is. And that's typically, you know, it makes sense. The way your body language is saying these
and
things.
And describe the body language a little bit, since this is
sure.
on tape.
The body language is, it's not a rigid, it's not, you know, I'm going to, any moment I could stand up for attention, you know, like a soldier. No, this is, it's kind of relaxed, slightly leaning forward. Hands are placed about waist level, making open-handed gestures towards the person he's talking to. It's a sign, you know, if you were going to deliver bad news to somebody that you really, truly care about, this would be sitting them down on the couch and talking to them. And the way he's holding his hands in front of him, it's almost as if he's extending them to hold out to the person, saying, this news that I'm giving you is so bad that, you know, I'm mentally holding on to your hand for you to give you support, because I'm breaking this bad news to you. But a lot of it, you know, it shows a personal relationship, even though two people have just met. It's showing that I truly care about you. It's not that I'm going to sit here, I'm going to tell you the way it is, and that's it. It's, I really care.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to add or any observations you have, Kevin?
Nope.
Okay, should we go ahead and move forward then?
Yeah.
Okay, so...